Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks. This is Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Gusto. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll and benefits to small businesses around the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. And as a Social Geek listener, you'll get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. Sign up and give it a try at gusto.com/SGR. That's gusto.com/SGR. Joining me on the show today is someone I met through the wonderful world of franchising. It's Karen Booz of Answer Connect. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Jack. Thank you for having us today. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining. And today we're going to talk about the wonderful world of telephones and why people should use phones. They still work, and you still need to answer those phones if you're in business. But before we get into the phone topic, let's find out a little bit about you. What's your background? What's your story?
Well, my story for coming to Answer Connect is probably like many others out there in 2008. You know, the market changed and I was downsized like many people were.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an interesting time. So I found a funny little job that was a work from home job. And I actually found this job on Craigslist, the one and only time I've actually been on Craigslist, and I'm no offense, maybe I shouldn't say that, but I didn't really search a lot, and I found this job, and I thought, I have kids at home, this would help with daycare. The hours that they were looking for were Sunday through Thursday from 3 o'clock in the morning until 11. And while that sounds crazy to some people, for me, it was almost perfect because I could get up and work, and then I could take my youngest to kindergarten on my lunch break. And then when he was through with kindergarten, I could go and pick him up.
Yeah, you'd be done with your day. There you go.
Exactly, done. And then I'd have the day to hang out with him, and he still went to bed early, so could I. And my daughter rode the school bus home. So it was, you know, fairly perfect for the situation that our family found ourselves in at that time. And at that time, I thought, you know, this will be great until my kids get a little older, and then I'll look for something else. And that perfect something else is this job, because I'm here 10 years later.
Wow. Wow. From a kind of taking a shot at a job that you knew nothing about to 10 years later, here we are, still here. I love that.
Yes. It's really become my passion, and it's a great company, and I love it. I love the people we serve. I love the people we partner with. And I really love the people that I work with. It's really a great culture. And I think that's the best story that I find. It's just a huge success for me and for my family. It's been wonderful. It's been quite a blessing.
So I wanted to talk today about, as I mentioned earlier, phones. It seems like if we were to go back 15 years ago, or maybe even to when you made your transition in 2008, 2009, and if we told people that in the future, no one's going to answer their phone anymore, and half of the businesses out there don't have someone good answering their phone, we would have said, you're crazy. You know, half of the businesses we work with, they live and die by the phone. Of course, they're going to answer the phone on the second ring or the first ring or whatever the appropriate number of rings was at the time. But we would not even recognize what things are like in 2019 with businesses not properly using phones. Am I off here?
No, you're 100% correct. And if I can just jump right in with my newfound you know, female crush is the telephone doctor by, well, the telephone doctor is Nancy Friedman.
Yeah. And
she has often said, just because you can answer a phone doesn't mean you should answer a phone. And not only have things changed to the point of things being so phone driven, where you had multiple people answering the phones, but when voicemail became so popular, people said, we'll leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
People don't do that anymore. So in today's day and age, if you don't answer the phone, you're losing the opportunity to speak to somebody. I don't leave voicemails for my mom.
Right, right. I often joke that the only people who leave me a voicemail are either my dad or people who hate me and they want me to have to go in to listen to a recording. Because no one wants to do that, right?
Exactly.
And also, especially with businesses, but most of the people I know, you can't even leave someone a voicemail anymore because it's full and no one clears out their voicemail anymore. It's a completely useless technology that 15 years ago we lived on.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that just makes the hair on my arms and neck stand up is when I call people to help them find good solutions and I get a full mailbox, I think, oh my goodness, how long has this been full?
Oh yeah.
And what are they doing?
From like 1997.
Oh yes. I would agree. I would definitely agree. And that's where just a simple, you know, hello, you know, this is who I am. How can I help you? It just is so easy. Just answer your phone. Answer your phone. And it's such a simple idea. It is definitely why I'm a huge fan of our telephone doctor, Nancy. And it is such a passion of mine. And I think that sounds silly, but communication is still important. We still want to talk to people.
Yeah, I think the further and further we get into social media networks and platforms and text-based society and message-based society, there's something, I don't even want to say new and exciting, but I guess it kind of is for some people, about actually hearing a human being on the other end of the phone and having a real-life conversation.
Exactly. Humans still like other humans. And it's still important, especially when people are coming into a personal space, when they're coming into people's homes, when, you know, something goes wrong with, you know, their heating or their air conditioning, or they're having somebody come in and change something in their home, whether it be paint or a kitchen or remodeling, or even more importantly, when they're having somebody to come in and care for loved ones. I mean, these are all things, you know, all of a sudden they're coming into a very intimate space in your life. Your kids live there, your family lives there. It's very personal. And those are very important calls that the connection needs to be made. Is this person going to be a good fit with my personality? Do I feel safe with them coming to my home? I don't think you can get that over a text or an email, and I need to know that that person is a real live person, especially when you watch the news and you think, you know, oh, there's a lot of, you know, scams going out there in different ways with texting and with emails. You know, you open one and oop, there you have a virus on your computer.
Yeah.
It's just really nice to hear a human.
Yeah, and I think I didn't really think about the types of businesses where human phone interaction is definitely a plus. Like you said, anytime somebody's going to come into your home to fix something, home services, and definitely, you know, taking care of mom and dad or grandma and grandpa as far as senior care services. You know, I guess if you're ordering a couple of slices of pizza, you can do that through an app or Grubhub or something like that and not really have to deal with human beings. But if someone's actually coming into your home or taking care of a loved one or kids services somewhere, I'm actually going to take my kid. that might be a good place for someone to have a real live person on the other end of the phone.
Exactly. Absolutely.
We talked a little bit about the values of a company, and I do want to get into some of the things about your company as well when it comes to the why. I think there's an opportunity for the next generation or two who are much more interested in the values of who they're doing business with than, you know, my generation, Generation X, we don't care. We just want a good deal, right? But you know, the millennials and the Gen Z folks seem to be overall much more interested in knowing about the company, making sure that they line up with their values and that kind of thing. Do you see that as something where you could get that conversation going on the phone that might not take place as far as storytelling on a website?
Absolutely. Our website does a pretty good job of telling our story. And quickly, 24 years ago, we started in a garage as a telecommunications company, and our founders did an extraordinary job of just watching where we were going in technology. And that's how we became an answering service or a business service solution company. And as things have changed and morphed, and it's been 25 years now, that we've morphed, we are actually a program and a company that works anywhere. And what we call it is Anywhere Works. And our system, our platform really supports people, planet, profit. And we're able to do that in a couple of different ways. And it's a great culture. And it does bring a lot of people. And I think it speaks to a lot of different generations, including mine. But one of the things that Anywhere Works is able to do is we're able to hire people from all across the United States. Right now, we're hiring in 8 different states, and we also have a team in the UK. We've opened there recently. And by doing this, we're able to hire some of the best people in our industry, and we're able to include some of the 34 million people in the US that are unable to actually commute to work because of some sort of disability. And our Anywhere Work platform allows us to be inclusive, as I stated. And we also like to embrace all minorities and are very, very proud of our female CEO, Natalie Fung. She's done an amazing job in helping push this and really have this be one of her, you know, mission statements is we get to hire the best people. And she's a great leader for that. The other, so that's the people. The other portion of helping people is by fostering a great work-life balance. And how we do that is by giving 1.5 hours on an approximate time frame for people commuting back and forth to work every day. And I don't know where you live. Well, I do know where you live, but I know that the traffic in your area can sometimes be more than 1.5 hours just one way.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the meme that's been going around here in Chicago? You're actually 1 hour away from being in Chicago because you go nowhere at times. And I know that it's that way for a lot of folks around the country. I like what you said too about the workforce that you pull in is a lot of people who maybe can't make that commute if they they can't take a job in New York City and commute an hour and a half in traffic because they might not have the ability to drive or even take easily accessible public transportation. And it seems like a lot of companies that are forcing people to, you've got to come be in our cube farm every day or you're not part of this company, you miss out on a lot of who could be your best employees.
Exactly, exactly. Just because they can't get there doesn't mean they shouldn't be there. And I think that's huge for us. And our CEO, our founders, they really saw that. And when I started 10 years ago was actually when we started this whole Anywhere Works, you know, process. For me, it was a 45-minute drive to work, and I would have had to go to work, come home, pick up Brody, take him to school, you know, come back and pick him up. And that wasn't doable for me. And having the ability to work from home changed the way that I work. And it's a blessing when you get to pick and personalize your schedule because it impacts your work-life balance. I still work a very early shift on the Pacific Coast, but that means that I get to have been involved in my kids' schools, volunteering, going on field trips with them without having to take off work because my day was already done. I get to go and participate in their sporting events. There have been very few that I've missed. It's quite a gift to give that back. And that's a huge part of the people. Our company wants to really focus on the work and the life balance. They want you to, you know, work to live, not live to work. And I think that's huge for a lot of generations. You know, mine's kind of the last one. Ours is kind of the last one where we kind of live to work. And
yeah, what you're really talking about here is the future of work, I think, too, or whatever we're going to call work 10 years from now. The future of the profitable communities with whom we are involved. Not having people in the cube farms and having people out in the field or working remotely or, you know, whatever situation that you know, your best and most talented people may need in order for them to do a great job. You mentioned part of the why of your company was also the planet and also profit. I want to get to those quickly as well.
Right. So our carbon footprint is decreased immensely by allowing 750 of our employees across the globe to work on the Anywhere platform. We do not have to get in cars. We are not emitting all of those, you know, fumes into the air. And so we are able to lessen that carbon footprint, and we're very proud of that. We also pride ourselves on being a green company. So we do not work on here, fill out this form, fax it back to us. Everything that we do is electronic now. And I mean, even to signing our own HR documents, it's all on, you know, pre-existing documents where you can sign it. And a lot of people are going to that. There are very few faxes. And so we really want to help the planet today. That's a huge opportunity for us to, again, lessen our carbon footprint. And then finally, profit. Of course, every company wants to make a profit, but we find by keeping our employees happy, our clients will be happy. Keeping our employees with a great work-life balance will keep our clients happy. Giving them, or, you know, lessening the carbon footprint, doing our small part, also keeps our clients happy because our employees are happy because they're not having to commute. Mm-hmm. And all of these things just bring happiness, which means the happier your employees are, the happier your clients are going to be because they're going to hear that in the voices. And then, of course, your company grows. So when I started about 10 years ago, we had about 75 to 100 employees. And 10 years later, we have 750 employees.
Wow.
That's not bad growth.
Yeah, that's some pretty impressive growth. And I know recently you've grown into the franchising space. That's where you and I initially met. Why franchising? And let me ask you, what do you like about it?
Well, I have met franchisors, and, you know, a quick shout out to Greg Platts. He is with, or was with, Fresh Coat Painting under the Strategic Family umbrella, and then recently moved to True Blue. And he was a really the starting point for us. he wanted us to work with them and to be involved in meetings and to come out to their events and really to follow a script to help with brand consistency, because really that's what buying into a franchise is all about, is you have chosen a franchise that is working and working well, and you're all wearing the same color shirts. I mean, you know, think about the Golden Arches. The hamburgers always taste the same. The French fries always taste the same. You know when you're going there what's on the menu. So all of the franchise industries out there are brand consistent. And when we work with our franchisors, which we love, we're able to go in and talk to them and help them help their franchisees grow by maintaining brand consistency in a very simple way, answering their phones. And when I watched that grow, and by growing their business, by people saying, oh my goodness, this is changing the way that I work. I wish I would have done it sooner. My business is growing. It's increased by leaps and bounds, and, you know, by 100% or by 30, you know, 350%. That to me is powerful. And I get very passionate about watching somebody else's business grow because of something that we are a part of. So it became a partnership. And frankly, the people that we're working with in the franchise industry are my kind of people. They're great entrepreneurial spirits that are fun. They're fun loving. They're hardworking. And they have made a choice to go with a known opportunity so that they can really work for themselves, but also change other people's lives.
I love that. And final question I had for you kind of goes along with franchising and the Franchising Gives Back event where you and I got together with some other friends earlier this year in Las Vegas. We talk a lot about personal branding on this show, and I've got to ask you about some great personal branding that you're doing right now. And if our listeners are checking out the Social Geek Radio website, they're going to see a great new picture of you and your terrifically blue hair.
Well, yes. There's a little story about that behind my hair. When my daughter, who is now 19, was in preschool, she drew a picture of blue hair. And I said, my hair is not blue. And she said, yes, it is. And I went gray prematurely. And when you use shampoo that's blue to keep your hair white, it kind of gives a tint. And so I started coloring my hair blue, and it stayed that way. It's been blue for 15 years.
Love
now
it.
When I go to events, people know me, they can see me. Initially it was, they didn't remember my name, but they remembered I talked to a lady at the event with the blue hair, and now it's part of, you know, the brand of, I go to events and people say, you know, do you do the blue hair for the events, or, you know, do you always wear it? And I do, I wear it at the events. You know, Jack, it's like you. What color do you wear to every single event that I see you in?
I think that
I know
would be
to
black.
Look for the black suit.
Yeah. That is your logo. And there's a lot of very cool people we work with in the franchise space that have that logo working for them. So by all means, keep going with the blue hair, because in this crazy loud day and age of social media and networking, you've got to have some sort of signature. So love the blue hair. We're going to be back in just a moment with some final thoughts. But first, this episode of Social Geek is brought to you by Gusto. If you have a business or know someone who does, you probably know that small business owners wear a lot of hats. Some of those hats are great, but some, like filing taxes and running payroll, are not so great. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and simple management tools all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add on health benefits and even 401ks for your team. Those old school clunky payroll providers just weren't built for the way modern small businesses work. But Gusto is. So let them wear one of your many hats. You've got better things to do. Social Geek listeners get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/SGR. That's gusto.com/SGR. Okay, Karen Booz, where can our listeners connect with you if they've got more questions on the use and etiquette and all of those things about using phones? Where should we send those folks?
I think they can go directly to answerconnect.com/franchise, or they can reach out to my amazing team at 800-584-0234, and we would love to answer any questions they still might have and really just walk them through the process of what we can do for them.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And we will have links to all of those places and a phone number on the Social Geek website as well. Karen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Jack, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And one final note, the Marketing Innovation Technology Conference, MITCON, from the IFA is coming to Austin, Texas, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You can register and get more details right now at franchise.org. Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.